Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Mitake Green Chapel English Service. Wonderful. Lots of good songs, testimonies, prayer, and fellowship. I'm so proud of this service as a senior pastor of this church. Because I think this is the only English service regularly held in Hiroshima, I think. Protestant churches, I think. But I think more international people live in Hiroshima and supposed to come to this service, right? So this room has to be filled with the people, right? So please pray for that. Yeah. And if this room is filled in this service, maybe we should switch from afternoon to the morning. No? You want to sleep in the morning?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Well, this afternoon I'd like to share about the prayer of King Hezekiah, one of my favorite people. Person in the Old Testament. I could not attend English service quite often last month, but I watched Chris's sermon regularly, and he preached from prophets, right? Micah, Hosea, and what? Jonah. Yeah. Maybe three or four times in a row. Prophets, prophets, prophets. So I did not choose from the text from the prophets this afternoon. So I want to preach from the Kings, Second Kings. Supposed to read from 18 to 20 or 21, but it's too long. So I pick up some texts, and I'd like to focus on the prayer part of his Hezekiah. As you know, King Hezekiah is one of the king of south kingdom of Israel. It's called Judah. And in that time, the kingdom of Israel was separated into two, north kingdom and south kingdom. And north kingdom was corrupted religiously. They betrayed to their Lord. And finally, 722 BC, the North Kingdom was invaded by Assyria, and totally Assyria broke the capital of North Kingdom, which is Samaria. So the 722 is the year the North Kingdom was gone. But the Assyria invaded North Kingdom. Why they invaded North Kingdom? They wanted to have the North Kingdom of Israel? No. They wanted to go to Egypt. At that time, Egypt was the maybe the richest country all over the world, because they had big river, Nile River. So they had nobody can measure how big, but they have big like a feast wheat or other agricultures things regularly. So Assyria wanted to invade into Egypt and want get the money and gold and everything. So if Assyria wants to go to Egypt, they have to go through Israel. So they invaded Israel, and then They come from north, so they are going. They were going to the south, which is Judah, the south part of kingdom of Israel. When the kingdom of Hezekiah ruled the south kingdom of Israel, was that time. So the king, the Assyria, invaded North Kingdom, and they come down to the South Kingdom. Second King, chapter 18 says, 18:13. If you have a Bible, open chapter 18, verse 13. Maybe I need the glasses. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah's reign, Sennacherib, is that right? Sennacherib, is that right? Okay, could be. Nobody knows. King of Assyria attacked all the 45 cities of Judah and captured them. So Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent this message to the king of Assyria and Lachish. I have done wrong. Withdraw from me, and I will pay whatever you demand of me. The king of Assyria attacked all the 45 cities of Judah except Jerusalem, the capital. Hezekiah was there. The Assyria was the biggest country, which is like United States of America now, USA. You know, big country, lots of power, enemy army, army, navy, marine, I don't know. But full of armies, you know. They have horse, they have sword and tank and everything. So it's easy to break this small country, you know, south, the kingdom of Judah. The kingdom of Judah is a little bit bigger than Hiroshima Prefecture. How big is that? Yeah, maybe population was maybe the same. Nobody knows though, but maybe over a million or maybe less than 2 million at the time. So almost the same as Hiroshima Prefecture. United States of America come to Hiroshima with all troops and invade the whole cities. Hiroshima City is alone. What a situation. If you are the mayor of the city, what do you say to the king of Assyria? Maybe the same as Hezekiah says, right? He says what? Send a message to the kingdom of Assyria, Lachish, I have done wrong. Withdraw from me, and I will pay whatever you demand of me. I'll do whatever you do. Please, don't break the city. Don't kill the people. Let us be okay now. The king of Assyria exacted from Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. So Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the temple of the Lord and in the treasures of the royal palace. King Assyria asked him, okay, bring all of your silver and gold. So Hezekiah went to the temple and take out the old gold from the temple and his palace and brought to Assyria and ask, please forgive us. But Sennacherib changed his mind and he sent the message to Jerusalem. This is the final call. If you be the our people, we are okay. You know, which means we'll break your whole city and come to our country. You know, but we don't kill you. Say, like, surrender. You know, surrender us. But if once surrender to Assyria, they knew what happens. Assyria will kill them and take everything. But the letter, the message from Sennacherib says like this. It's chapter 18, verse 28. Then the commander stood and called out in Hebrew, "Hear the word of great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you. He cannot deliver you from my hand. Do not let Hezekiah persuade you to trust in the Lord. When he says, 'The Lord will surely deliver us, this city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Do not listen to Hezekiah. This is what the king of Assyria says. Make peace with me," which means surrender. "Make peace with me and come out to me." Come out to me. Come to my country. A country is good like Disneyland. No. If they come out the city, they will kill. But I cut the story too short. King Hezekiah brought silver and gold, after the threatened message came from Assyria, Hezekiah told the people, "Our Lord will save us. Our Lord is our side. Our Lord is God, Almighty." So that's why the message comes from the king of Assyria and says like this. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you. He cannot deliver you from my hand. My hand is stronger than your hand. Stronger than your God's hand. Chapter 19. When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord. When this message, heard this message, the King Hezekiah tore his clothes. This is the sign of anger and sorrow. You know, the Israelites did like this. You should not do that, though. When they had a strong move in their own hearts, they shows our hearts is broken. This is king, but he broke he tore the clothes and put on sackcloth. Put on the sackcloth. You know what the sackcloth is? I've never seen that though. It's like what? It's like a dust. The cheapest cloth, or imagine the worst cloth you have. he put and shows. To the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and the leading priests, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos. They told him, "This is what Hezekiah says. This is the day of distress and rebuke and disgrace." King Hezekiah broke his, tore his own clothes and put on sackcloth and sent the messengers. Put the sackcloth, each one of them. And went, sent to the prophet of Isaiah. I'm not sure. Isaiah maybe is out of Jerusalem, somewhere around. Was not with Hezekiah. So the messengers went and said this. This is a day of distress and rebuke and disgrace. And ask, pray for that. They ask Isaiah, please pray for this. Isaiah. And Isaiah pray for that, and he send the message back, and God will save you. But another message came from Assyria to Hezekiah. Then, chapter 19, verse 14, Hezekiah received a letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. This time, King Hezekiah went up to the temple and spread the letter. Spread the letter. The letter says, do not let the God you depend on deceive you when he says Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. Surely you have heard what the king of Assyria have done to all the countries, destroying them completely. And will you be delivered? Will you be delivered? Did the gods of the nations that were destroyed by my forefathers delivered them? The gods of Gozan, Haran, etc., the people of Eden, who were in Tel Assar, where is the king of Hama, etc.? This is the message. The king Assyria said, is there any gods who can deliver from Assyria? Your God is one of others. What the Yahweh is, you know. We are stronger than all these gods. When received this letter, Hezekiah brought that letter to the temple and spread it. Lord, read it. Read it. What you say to this? This Assyrian king. This Assyrian king is saying like this. Is it okay to you, God? Lord? Is it okay to you? You're just watching to us? You're just watching and destroying this country and this destroying this city of Jerusalem? Is it okay to you? You are the same gods like them? Lord, read it. Spread the letter. You know the spread. Why they spread it? Because the letter is not like this. It's rolled. Scroll. That's why they roll it. Roll it. And let the Lord read. Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand. Verse 19. This is what Hezekiah said. Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand. Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand. So that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone. Lord, this is the time you show you are the only God. United States came to Hiroshima and tried to destroy this. Easy job. But Lord, if you save this time, this city, you can show you are the God. You are not like the others. Lord, this is a good time. This is a time to show you are the only God. Good prayer. We can use this. Amen? You can use this. If you have some problems like Rod had, Lord, this is a time to show you are the only God. Amen? You can say so. Yeah. If you hear the Lord, your prayer, if I do not anything to him or to her, I cannot show I am the God. So, I have to do this. Lord, our Lord, Lord our God, deliver us from his hand so that all kingdoms on earth, all kingdoms on earth. It's a big prayer. All kingdom on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. In that time, the Bible says, Lord talked to the king of Assyria, Sennacherib. This is what the verse 20. Then Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent a message to Hezekiah. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I have heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is the word that the Lord has spoken against him. Verse 28. Because you rage against me and your insolence has reached my ears, I will put my hook on your nose and my bit in your mouth. I will make you return by the way you came. This is the message from God to the king of Assyria. Isn't that funny? This picture? Isn't that funny? I will put my hook on your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will make you return. This is what the God said to the king of Assyria. Your, what? Because your rage against me and your insolence has reached my ears. You are arrogant. Too much. This is the time, go back to your home. And what happens? Verse 30. 5. That night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in Assyrian camp. 185,000 men. Wow. Maybe more than the people in Jerusalem. 185,000 men in Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. Wow. All the dead bodies. So the Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. He was okay. But others are dead. Oh, hey, what are you doing here? They're all dead. Sennacherib was okay. So he escaped and ran. One day while he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, his sons Adramelech and Sarazar cut him down on his sword. Wow. His son killed the father. That's all. This happens why Hezekiah prayed that the only Hezekiah asked Egypt to help, asked the other countries help. No, He spread the letter and prayed. That's what he did. That's what he did. We can do the same, right? Spread that letter. Show the God. Lord, this is the time you move. This is the time you show you are the only God. Amen. Amen. But this is not the end of the story of Hezekiah. Chapter 20. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. Wow. What happened? What happened? He prayed and God moved. The Assyrians were gone. This is the time Hezekiah got relaxed and enjoy his kingdom, right? He became ill. He did something wrong? No. Even this righteous man got ill. Like Job. Even the righteous man got ill. Had problems. But at the point of death, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, Isaiah, the king of Isaiah, was out of the city, Jerusalem, when the Assyria came to attack. But this time, Isaiah came to Hezekiah directly. And what he said, this is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover. Period. See ya. What a prophet. He did not show in the crisis time. He just sent the messengers. But this time he came. Hi, Hezekiah. How's it going? This is what the Lord said. Put your house in order. Because you are going to die, you will not recover. Period. See ya. Wow. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Lord, what happened to me? Did I wrong to you? Oh Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. This is what he said. The same as I said, you know. I did good to you. I have walked before you faithfully. And have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Wept bitterly. He wept. He cried and wept. Yeah. If I were him, I'd cry. I wept. Sure. After this wonderful victory, you know, Assyria was gone. Lord, thank you. And next day, Isaiah came. Well, this is the end of your life. What? So he cried and cried and prayed. The next verse. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Wow, very short answer. Very short answer. After the message, you know, the Isaiah said, well, this is the end, see you. And he is on the way to his home. And right before he got out of the palace, the Lord came to him, go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father, David, says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. Wow, what a sudden answer. This is what I want. Sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. We don't know the timing. But what the Lord said after that, on the third day from now you and will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life.
Why 15 years? Which means he will die 15 years after. 15 days or 15 years, the same. But God said, okay, give you 15 years. So Hezekiah made the 15 years calendar. The devil does not say so, though. You know, but 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. Lord God, He's the God. He can deliver from Assyria, and also He can heal the disease. He can longer our lives. He can shorter our lives. He can do anything. But what He wants us to do is what? It's prayer. Prayer. Even in the midst of this crisis, the national crisis, or a personal crisis, what we can do is prayer. From the children to the elder people, men or women. Our weapon is what? Prayer. This is what we could do, but this is the most powerful weapon in our hands. Actually, we don't have anything though. Amen. Empty hands. Right? But we spread our problems and cry and weep, sometimes cry and weep. Show ourselves to the Lord. What the Lord said. I skipped the most important part. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. He has big ears and big eyes. He's listening to your prayer 24 hours, 365 days. And He's watching over you. Even one small tear, He does not miss it. He's watching you. He's watching you. Even if your spouse does not watch you, your friends cannot watch you 24 hours, but our Lord is watching you. He knows everything. He knows everything. And He has passion. And He's slow to anger. He's slow to anger. He's our God. He's your God. He can save you from Assyria. He can heal your disease. He can put your life longer. He can do anything for His own sake. Not for our sake. For His own sake. That's why we pray and see what God is doing. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for this wonderful day, and thank You for this wonderful story, the King of Hezekiah. Lord, we are the Hezekiah in 21st century. We are not the kings, but we are one of like Him. And we can pray like Him. We can weep like Him. And thank You that, Lord, You are listening our prayer and watching our tears, Lord. Lord, we have a powerful weapon in our hands, which is prayer. Lord, we pray anything when we face. Lord, we pray when we are in the midst of problems. When we pray, we get sick. When we pray, we are surrendered by our enemies. When we pray, we are dying. We can pray anytime, Lord.
Thank you so much this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for this wonderful right to us, Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.